Good afternoon, Packers fans. Welcome to a special Sunday edition of Packers Daily, wrapping up the 2024 Packers draft. Hope you're all doing well. Hope you're all having a nice Sunday wherever you are. Most likely recuperating from 3 days of following along the NFL draft. That last day, day three, all of you who joined us here on the stream, you are diehard. Whether you were here in the chat, whether you were on the Zoom with Patreon members, Care the G Club members, I greatly appreciate you. Kind of lost my mind there for a while and late in the process, but that's what happens each and every year as you track all 7 rounds of the draft, as we do here at Cheesehead TV for you Packers fans worldwide. And I do mean worldwide. I put it out there on Twitter earlier today, and I want to reiterate it here. Cannot thank you guys enough. All of you Packers fans from literally all over the world who utilize Cheesehead TV to connect with fellow fans, with the team in any way, shape or form. It is greatly appreciated. Just wanted to wrap up the 2024 draft a little bit. The undrafted free agent reporting has begun. I've posted a link to our undrafted free agent tracker at Cheesehead TV at the top of the comments section, so you can, you know, check it out, see who they've brought in. The big news, obviously, is the long snapper from Wisconsin. I kid, kind of. But it is interesting to see bringing in some long snapping competition. I think Brian's done that almost every camp as far as trying to get a couple bodies at long snapper to see what shakes out. But if you're interested in finding out who they're bringing in undrafted wise, link is there. In the meantime, 11 selections from the Packers: Jordan Morgan, Edrin Cooper, Javon Bullard, Marshawn Lloyd, Tyron Hopper, Evan Williams, Jacob Monk, Ketan Oladapo, Travis Glover, Michael Pratt, and Kalen King. And the King selection, I'm telling you what, the more I have watched him today, the more excited I am about that selection. I do think he could challenge right away. I know he had a somewhat disappointing 2023, his last season in college, but the tools are all there. I'm really interested to see what happens when Hafley and his staff get their hands on him in this scheme, what they ask him to do. I really think he could challenge for playing time sooner rather than later. But I want to get your thoughts. Really, this is about you guys on a Sunday hanging out. The Brewers getting hosed on a terrible fucking no-call. Aaron Judge clearly interfered, but we won't talk about it. The Bucks are about to play in a little while. Down their two superstars. Never tell me the odds. A lot of ball game left. But probably this is a really good time to talk about the Packers draft. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Hope you're all doing well. Mike Witt, thanks for the super chat, man. Kalen King, be this year's Valentine. Absolutely. This is no shade on Valentine, but I think King could be even better. I think both of them are physical as hell, and I do think Hafley will take advantage of that. But, yeah, absolutely. No question about it. That's what I mean when I say he could be playing a lot sooner than I think maybe we're expecting for a seventh-round corner, right? You think that's kind of a throwaway, you know, add-in, throw-in, you know, late in the draft process, but I'm telling you, you watch his tape. I get there were some rough moments this past season, but the tools are definitely all there. Patrick, thanks for the super chat, man. Appreciate it. Nags, need some predictions. You're the best. Odds, undrafted free agent, OT/OG, Donovan Jennings makes the 53. Loved him as a prospect. Odds, Jacob Monk beats out Myers for the starting center spot if Tom plays at right tackle. I can't sit here and tell you I've watched anything other than cursory highlights of Donovan Jennings, so I'm not going to be able to tell you much about his ability to make the 53. If he's got a shot, though, because he's in Green Bay. If there is a team, you know, that has shown time and time again, they will give you a shot. They will give you opportunities. It is up to you and what you do with them. He's got, you know, as good a chance as any other undrafted free agent in the league, if not better. I think, you know, there's a handful of teams around the league that do a really good job of fostering competition at the bottom of the roster for those undrafted guys, especially. I think, you know, Green Bay, Seattle, Pittsburgh, there are a few others, but Green Bay is definitely at the top of that list. And, you know, if you're an undrafted free agent and you end up in Green Bay, one of the reasons you probably end up wanting to sign with Green Bay is because you're going to get a legit opportunity. So as far as Monk possibly beating out Myers, I would not put it outside the realm of possibility in any way, shape, or form. He has played a ton of ball, and he's played at a very high level. I know they like his versatility. There's no doubt about that. But I don't think there's any mystery there, especially if you listen to Matt's press conference yesterday after wrapping up the draft, talking about his ability at center. And I think that's how they view him. The fact that, yes, you can play center, and that makes you all automatically, right? You have a backup center on the roster if you end up making it. But I do suspect they'll give him opportunities to maybe start challenging Myers for the job. I don't think there's any way, shape, or form we go into training camp this year and don't see Myers getting a few guys gunning for that position. So, yeah, Monk, I think from what I've seen, and I've done a little more work on him than I've done on the undrafted guys, he's definitely got the ability, and he's got the pelts on the wall as far as tons and tons of reps, right? You never really know how guys are gonna come out the gate, so to speak, once the pads go on, once they get on the field against NFL competition. But I like his makeup, and I do think he'll get a chance to do so, no doubt. Bill, thanks for the super chat, man. Since you are my late night hot tub entertainment, oh boy, I rarely get a chance to watch your show live, but I really love your reality-based commentary and cautious optimism. Have a great vacation. Bill, that's really nice of you to say. Thank you so much, especially gotten some really negative comments after the draft, because I always do. But yeah, man, I really appreciate that. And let me tell you, I cannot begin to describe how excited I am about vacation. One of the reasons I wanted to do a chat today is because come Thursday, I'm not going to be doing a chat for like a week. Like, I'm going to be out of commission from Thursday until the following Wednesday. So you guys should lap it up, your Packers Daily this week, because Wednesday will be my last one for like a week. And Bill, I really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. John, thank you for the super chat, man. Can you imagine the defensive picks working out? I'm excited. Random Packer, the Storming Mormon, Brady Papinga. Oh, that's the first Papinga one we've gotten. Well done. I love it. Can I imagine? I don't know. I can imagine quite a bit. You'll get it. I better. You will. Anybody know the movie? I'm sure some of you do. Yes, I can certainly imagine the defensive picks working out. And if they do, hot daddy, it is going to be a fun time in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Let me tell you that. A lot of ballgame left, though. Mike, thanks for the super chat. Interesting, only three premium position picks. I did kind of note that when I was looking down the rundown last night after it was all over. But you'll notice one of them was in the first round. That's not by happenstance, right? I do think they're in a good spot in a lot of those positions. They clearly feel really good about where they are at when it comes to corner, right? And the news on Enigbare is incredibly positive as far as Matt dropping that apparently he didn't tear his ACL. He said it was never confirmed, you know, and I guess it sounds like he's doing his rehab, didn't have to have surgery, and, you know, could possibly be available sooner rather than later. So that's an edge player in the mix, so to speak, that I think going into the process we didn't really take into account publicly outside. So I think, you know, it's not too surprising, especially since they had the needs that were pretty significant at all those other areas, whether it was linebacker, offense, you know, interior line, safety, especially. So it's not, I don't think, too surprising. Although, again, first round pick, they stuck to their guns and picked a premium position. No question. Mike Witt, thanks again, man. Cooper and Quay are going to be problems for teams. I agree. And man, I am sick of the negativity around Quay Walker. I mean, Quay is a dog, and I don't mean that he went to Georgia. I mean, he is a fucking dog. I understand he hasn't come in and lit up the league. I think some of that, a big part of it, is what he's been asked to do, the scheme he's been playing in. In this new scheme, at the weak side, he's going to eat. Market zero, dude. I want people to clip this. I want you to come back to this. Throw this back in my face in November when he's killing it. I am done with the Quay Walker slander. Absolutely. Hey, thanks for the super chat. Why change Zach Tom's position? He's a potential all-pro where he is now. Don't want to mess up something that's working. He's a potential Hall of Famer at center. Do you want an all-pro or do you want a Hall of Famer? I'm somewhat kidding, because that's just Rob's reporting from something inside the building. Someone in that building thinks he could be a Hall of Fame center. I don't think they're gearing up to do that. I don't think they're dead set on making that happen. But if you put him there and he balls out, I'm all for it, especially because I want to be strong in the middle along the interior of my offensive line. I want Jordan Love to be able to step up. I want him to understand that there is no reason to get happy feet in the pocket. Like, I have no problem moving Tom if that's what they want to do. I get he played extremely well at right tackle last year. No question about it. But here's the newsflash. He's played extremely well at every position they've put him at. And if they think his best possible position is at center, I'm all for trying it out. I mean, I get it. I understand. You look at last year and you're like, all right, we got a right tackle. But, you know, there's a lot of different ways to attack this problem as far as keeping your quarterback upright. And if Tom is the best answer at center, I have zero issue with it. Best five, baby. Best five. Mike Witt, thanks again, man. Can't wait for Green Bay draft next year. I met Ross at Badger State Brewing Friday night. Awesome dude. Random Packer, Adam Timmerman. Adam Timmerman. We've had that one before, but that's a good one. So, Mike Witt, so this begs the question. You went to Badger State? Did you go to the Lyric Room the night before? I don't know, man. Suspect. And yes, the drafting Green Bay next year is going to be fucking amazing. I cannot wait. Joe, thanks for the super chat. Don't know how much Halfley likes to blitz, but Packers seem to now have guys other than the front four who can bring pressure on the quarterback. Oh, he going blitz. There's zero doubt about that. And I don't think it's going to be like, you know, Bob Sanders, like, or Bob Slowick. Not going to be that, right? But the third down packages are going to be noticeably different. There is going to be a lot more creativity when it comes to trying to pressure the quarterback. He comes out of the Rex Ryan tree when it comes to passing downs, and that stuff can get exotic. And I'm not saying it's going to be exotic every down, not talking that way, but he's going to draw up some stuff. There's no doubt. And I do think, to your point, he's got some chess pieces now. Now, they got to do the work, right? They got to get in there, and they got to learn the scheme, and got to show that they're up and able to do it consistently. But, yeah, I'm excited for it, man. Mario, thanks for the super chat. Thanks for being a Carry the G-Club member. Who are you more excited for this upcoming season? Who are you more excited for? Who am I most excited for? Maybe? I'm not quite sure. But who am I more excited for? It's a good question. I mean, if you're talking about just, let's say, the rookie class, out of the rookie class, right, out of everyone who's been drafted, I got to be honest, Marshawn Lloyd. I think he's going to be hella fun in this offense. You do wonder about the way he has put the ball on the ground a few more times than you'd like, but talking about everything he does, you absolutely love it. I love his ability out of the backfield as a pass catcher too. And I do think Matt LaFleur is really going to lean on the running backs in general this season when it comes to the passing game. And I think Lloyd's going to be a big part of that. Yeah, I am thrilled that he's in the backfield for Green Bay. M, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Prototypical Goot draft. So confident. Go Pack, go. You're not lying. It was interesting to see Ken with RAS put out his list of, you know, the teams as far as ranking how athletic each draft class was, etc. And he noted that the Packers were pretty, you know, run-of-the-mill for them as far as picking a lot of guys who have high RAS. However, he did note that mostly it was guys who hovered around the 8 range rather than the 9 range, which would suggest maybe possibly they're loosening their, or maybe just for this draft, they loosened their thresholds just maybe a little bit. But yeah, pretty typical as far as a lot of really high-end athletes filling positions of need, which is certainly welcomed on the defensive side of the ball, especially. Let's see what else we got here, folks. Monk, because that's my last name. That's good. Random Packer, Terrell Middleton. That's a good one, Patrick. I like it. Gary, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. The revelations about Enigbare and Stokes are good examples of why the draft consensus has no real value other than for entertainment purposes. I mean, it depends on how you want to be entertained, right? I do think there's value to it, and I do think it's a great thought exercise a lot of the time, but yeah, you got to take it with a grain of salt. You know, there is so much that goes into it inside the building that we are not privy to, you know, that we don't have access to. I try to remind people of this, but yeah, it can still be stimulating. It can still be informative. And, you know, it's a good way to pass the offseason. The NFL has the longest offseason of all the major sports. Got to do something with it. So I don't have any problem with it. Where I end up having a problem with it is when fans then turn around after the draft and say all sorts of junk about, oh, they should have done this, or they should have done that, or why didn't they do this, or they were stupid to do that, blah, 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 when they don't have like 1/10 of the information that the people inside the building do. That's where the whole draft industrial complex thing just kind of pisses me off. But for the most part, I think, yeah, it's fun. It's entertaining. Mike, thanks for the super chat. I had to Thursday night nags, otherwise I would have. Thanks for everything this weekend. It was fun. I wish Packer Man would have made an appearance, though. Yeah, he made an appearance on my Twitter feed, but not on the old stream. Nick, thanks for the super chat. I really like the draft class, so that means it will be a total bust. This coming from the guy that didn't like the Clay, Rogers, or Love picks. Go Pack, go. Nick, all I'll say to that is curses are being broken left and right. My draft crush, Ketan Oladapo, is one of those members of this draft class. The Packers have never, ever, in the history of ever, selected an Aaron Eggler draft crush. And it happened yesterday. I'm just saying. Patrick, thanks again, man. How many NFL staffers is Banky going to need to host at his place next April? With 750,000 people on Lombardi Avenue, logistics will be interesting. Yeah, I saw that number, man. Whoo, baby. All I know is I have called dibs on Banky's basement and the Nagler suite. That's all I know. All y'all, fend for yourselves, because God knows. But maybe, hey, if you're in desperate need, let me know. My dad lives in Appleton. Maybe we can find some space in Shea Nagler. But yes, it's gonna be a little nuts, no doubt about it. Stefan, thank you so much for the super chat. Just saw Tyler interacting with someone on Twitter that the draft event will probably be inside the stadium next year. Would that mean the NFL is selling tickets to get it? Also, enjoy your vacation. Greetings from Germany. Thank you so much. They won't sell tickets. Tickets are free to the draft. They always have been. But it will be interesting to see how they kind of manage the space. And I know that's been talked about as far as possibly having the event or the stage, quote unquote, inside Lambeau. But that's not a done deal yet. You know, the NFL has not indicated where they're going to do it yet. In fact, I don't think the people from the NFL and the event coordination has even been to Lambeau or to Green Bay to start talking about that. So it's a possibility. And if they do it, I have no idea how they're going to handle tickets, like as far as who gets to go in the bowl and whatever. I still suspect they'll have the actual stage outside somewhere. I think they'll do something else inside Lambeau, like inside the bowl. That would be my guess, but that's all it is guesswork. Caleb, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. As a loyal Packers fan, do I need to change my name now? Don't want to be associated with the Bears in any way. Oh, Caleb Williams. Oh, well, hey, no, you can just remind everybody that you're the OG Packers fan, because Caleb Williams of the Bears is also a Packers fan. True story. So, you know, it's your little brother who has lost his way. He'll flame out in Chicago, eventually be traded or cut, and then it won't matter, right? But while he's a member of the Chicago Bears, you just remind everybody that you're the OG, Caleb Williams. It gives you that opportunity. John, thanks for the super chat. Were you surprised to see Green Bay pass on Kool-Aid? No, not really. I mean, there's no doubt that corner would have been welcome at that spot, but they didn't like the idea of drafting him there, and they went about their merry way. You know, I do think there's every possibility that King ends up having as good or better of a career than Kool-Aid does, you know, and plus, who knows medically. I know Kool-Aid was dealing with some stuff. Maybe, you know, McKenzie and company, you know, had some kind of hand in that process. I mean, there's so many kind of levels to it. You never really know. But yeah, was I surprised? Not really. You know, you never really know why they want to go the way they go in the draft, because we don't have all the information, right? I hope the Brewers are playing an away game during the draft, because if 725,000 people show up, they may need the parking there. Well, Dan, they are going to be doing, you know, buses and rail from Milwaukee to Green Bay the whole entire week of the draft. So people will definitely be staying in Milwaukee. Let me see what else we got. Keith says, I think we did well again. I think they did well again, too. That is a pretty astute observation right there. Matt says, no better looking team in the NFC. Too early? Probably a little too early, but run wild with it. I mean, it's the offseason. What, we got months and months and months till we get a snap that counts. So, hell yeah. Best looking team in the NFC. No doubt. I got no problem. Cheesehead meetup for the draft? Oh, Mike, without question. Zero doubt. There will be a meetup. There will be a party. We'll have a draft party. We are going to go to town for the draft next year. No question a lot. No question about it. Patrick, thanks again, man. Did you see the UK Packers fan announce the Evan Williams pick yesterday? Moment of the draft weekend for me. I finally got to see it last night, and my God, my boy, my guy, I love you. Talk about delivering on a big stage. The way he was getting booed, and he didn't care. Talking about the four-time Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers, I would have come back with also 13 championships, more than anybody in the history of the league. Detroit, you can all suck it. I mean, maybe that would have been a bit much, but yes, I absolutely loved it. Talk about carrying the G in front of the whole world. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. All right, I'm going to have to get going. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, and sometimes Sunday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.